Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. 7-Eleven. It's Brock and Hunter.
What's up?
You still hungover, Hunter?
Yes.
Hunter, are you still hungover?
No, actually, I feel fantastic. Good morning, Brock. How's it going?
Have you had any dry heaves this morning? The hungover
yes,
dry
right
heaves?
Right when we first started. For sure. I was slamming some Powerade, and I was like, okay, it's too much Powerade.
I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Don't you go changing.
A cup of coffee would be fantastic right now, but I told myself, I'm like, you know what? Not this morning. Not going to do it this morning. I'm having the cup of coffee every morning. I don't know if I don't know.
That would probably put you down. I don't think that would be good.
Yeah. Jitters doesn't sound good right now.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Some people get the jitters with coffee. Some people can slam like 5 cups. I don't get it. Like, you've had how many cups of coffee?
It's ridiculous. Especially when you're hungover. You don't want that. You don't want that.
Must be going to the moon.
Well, here, I'll let you take a little break, and we'll do the morning dump, so you can recoup.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Are you whispering because of your wife?
Yes, she's sleeping.
God, you sack up, Nancy, all right? It's our morning show, and we're hollering if we want to.
You're damn right.
That's right. You know, just go take the take everything up to the room and just start doing the show from the room while she's asleep.
Should I? I could.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be great.
I'll play the Bulls theme again, and you can do that. it's like in How High when he's trying to wake him up.
Oh, yeah, with the speaker.
Yeah, just get the speaker and just we'll blast some Rammstein.
Nice.
Du hast. And then she'll murder you. It'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
It'd be a good show, though.
It would be. I totally agree. Well, it's important to stay physically fit while social distancing, but finding motivation to work out can be difficult, Hunter. You know this. It's tough, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough. The Chippendales dancers are here to help. That's right. The hot guys, famous for their tight bods and Las Vegas show, so tan, are taking their dance routines to social media and turning them to in-home workouts. So nothing says get off the couch like shirtless men with six packs telling you to dance with them, man.
Adrian, Barney, well, we've made our decision. We're going to go with Adrian. Barney, we all agreed that your dancing was great. Your presentation was very sexy. I guess in the end, we all thought that Adrian's body was just much, much better than yours.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, okay.
You see, it's just that at Chippendales, our dancers have traditionally had that lean, muscular, healthy physique, like Adrian's. Whereas yours is, well, fat and flabby.
Right, right.
His body is much better than yours. Classic, man. So if you're looking for a workout, Hunter, why don't you you know what, that's what you should do. You don't do any other workout. Why don't you do the Chippendales workout? You come back, you'll be tan and ripped, and we'll just have you dance everywhere.
That's what I want. Yeah, maybe I could be a Chippendale, Brock. Maybe that's the future of my career.
You become a dancer. I want to dance.
I
just want to dance. Anyway, get your Chippendales on. Do a little dancing. A scientist in Poland created an online calculator that tells you exactly how much food your household needs to last a 14-day quarantine. It lets you plug in a number of people in your household, then computes just how much produce, dairy, bread, and canned goods you should have on hand.
How many Jack's pizzas
are in there? Here's the thing, though. You got to count in, okay, is anybody smoking weed in the house, or is anybody getting the drunk munchies, the drunchies, as I like to call them, in the house? You know what I mean? Do you have teenagers? Good Lord, teenagers.
What about weight? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, are you a bigger guy? Are you a smaller? What kind of portions are you eating?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I don't know if this calculator is legit. We should do it for you and I. I should have went on there first and seen how much you and I need.
How many Lunchables is it going to take?
Dude. God, lunch. There's another thing that's just because you can pound through like six of them.
You can get 10 of them for like $5 or something.
And you eat them all. I can't keep them in the house. Kiki will literally go through like 7 of them in a day. Like, it's nuts. It's nuts. And then she gets mad at me for buying them. She's like, you can't have those in the house.
What's your favorite?
Lunchables?
Yeah.
You got to go with the pizza.
Yeah, pizza is good.
The pizza one, dude, is dope. And then you get the Capri Sun in there. Dude, what a perfect meal. As a kid, it was the greatest thing. It was cold pizza. Like, nothing about it is healthy, I'm sure. It's all preservatives. But it's cold pizza. And then you get usually like a fun-size candy bar, and you get a Capri Sun. It's effing perfect, bro.
You remember how excited you got to eat that Lunchable, especially on a field trip? You had to go somewhere, and you could pack a cold lunch.
The field trips weren't great because you got out of school. Field trips were great because you got to take usually some kind of cool lunch that you normally didn't get. Of course, then it would be ruined when you got what's the crappy candy bar?
Tuna sandwich, Mark. Come on.
This is garbage. That's it. I'm beating my mom's ass when I get home. What's this tuna fish BS? No, you'd get like the Crunch Bar instead of something good.
Right.
Crunch Bars were the worst. Anyway, so there you go. Chippendale dancing and food calculators. Perfect for your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 101.IRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. 723, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Your forecast for today, we got some fog this morning. Yeah, it's foggy as hell out there, man.
So
partly
much fog,
sunny,
bro.
So much is so foggy, bro. High of 57.
It's because it's April 20th.
Oh,
No, it's April in the year of 2020. There you go.
It's all the smoke from everyone lighting up yesterday to kick off the full month of 420, which we're doing, by the way, and we're going to tell you more about what we got going on here on WIRX for the month of 420 a little bit later on. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 64. Gorgeous. Gorgeous day. Saturday, we're going to see a high of 52. Sunday, warming up, high of 60. And then it's nice and warm for the start of next week. So check it out, man. Anyway, let's get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I actually just got something right to my email.
You want to talk about Khabib while you find it real quick? UFC lightweight champion Khabib, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, confirmed Wednesday he is not going to fight Tony Ferguson at UFC 249 on April 18th. Says, nope, not coming out of my house, not doing it.
Not going to.
I don't know why we're doing it. This is crazy, and I won't be there. So he's the main event there. So there you go.
Nice. I do, actually. I'm trying to get... the senior PGA has been canceled. We kind of figured, championship 2020 canceled.
No.
I just got a kick in from our GM, boss man Dave, and it has been canceled for 2020. That's a bummer.
Come on.
Dude. We're gonna have to get Ryan. We'll have to get Ryan on the phone here one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you need to get Ryan on the old bell, man. Have him talk about it because man, that's terrible.
Dude, that sucks.
That's a local hit right there. Did you really expect it to not get canceled? I mean, probably not.
No. I mean, it's a huge thing, but what's that's in May. And I don't think we're going to be out of the woods yet because Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, made a statement saying that, you know, we probably won't be like in a better spot until Memorial Day. So if you think about it, so we still got a ways till we're out of the woods on this. Yeah, we haven't hit the rough patch yet. It may seem like we have, but no, it's still going to get worse before it gets better. And like they said, you know, not until Memorial Day.
Just a tip for people out there. Get your news, get what you need to do for that day, and then turn it off. And then point your mind in it, you know. It's all the time you hear about the cancellations of everything, you know.
Here,
I mean, it's good. You got it?
Yeah, we just got the official thing from KitchenAid and the Senior PGA. Due to the stay-at-home order in the state of Michigan for COVID-19 and the uncertainties around future timelines, KitchenAid and the PGA of America have canceled the 2020 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. While the championship has a positive impact on the local community every other year, the overall health and safety of community members is the top concern. The 81st annual championship was scheduled to be held at Harbor Shores Resort in Benton Harbor, Michigan, May 19th through the 24th of 2020. KitchenAid and the PGA are committed to following the recommendations of government and health agencies during these unprecedented times, which currently includes the banning of large gatherings and recommended social distancing. Mm-hmm. Quote, this was not an easy decision. We know how much this championship means to our Southwest Michigan community and positive impact it has on our local economy. However, the health and safety of our community is a priority. That was according to Jeff Fettig, chairman of the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. He goes on to say, we will miss the players and fans who have all become welcomed extensions of our community over the years. While we are incredibly disappointed that the championship will not return to Benton Harbor in 2020, we know that this is the right thing to do.
Man, you know, what can you do? What can they do? I mean, what can anybody do? It's just the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
I do have a quote here from our good buddy, PGA Championship Director Ryan Ogle. He said, quote, presenting the most historic major championship in senior golf requires a large number of people, and the entire community rallies around this event, and we will come back better than ever. He continues to say, I thank the countless corporate and hospitality partners, volunteers, players, and fans for their continued support of the championship. Wow. Ah, that's a bummer, dude.
That's a bummer. You know what? But, hey, let's rally together when it can happen. You know, when we can go out and do it, when we can make up for what was lost this upcoming year, I guess.
They are still planning on bringing it back in 2022. So that's still slated. It's here in this letter from the KitchenAid Senior PGA. So we'll see. But there you go. Some breaking news for you that we just found out. And we'll keep you up to date on any other news that we get along with it. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Fox.
Well, yeehaw, y'all.
Yeehaw.
So can you holler now because your wife's up?
Yeah, she's up.
So. Give me a nice loud yeehaw.
How about a Ric Flair? I'll give you...
Woo!
Woo! Woo! She's good. All right. Her being up, she's gonna get pissed. Shut up!
You know what is good? Because like, there's no one else in the it's empty in here. I think Matt is over there on the country station, but Johnny's doing his show from home. Of course, Matt's the closest one to me, so I'm still annoying him. I'm only annoying Matt now.
Is he still bust into the studio? Hey!
Woo! I'm gonna try and get
to talk
him.
Trying to talk to some listeners over here.
I'll try and get him in here this morning. Right, one more.
Matt.
Woo!
Matt does it. He gets pissed.
To be fair, we are like children. So, you know. Will you two keep it down in here for God's sakes? Adults are trying to work.
He'll bust it. We even have they're like padded studios. So it's they hold in a lot of sound. Mm. And there's some mornings, especially when we're both in there.
Oh,
he'll bust it. He'll kick in like 300 style. Listen up.
All right, children. Anyway, let's get to it. We got to do your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Still serving you, even with all this craziness going on. They want to make sure you get delicious pizza, pasta, subs. That's right. They're more than just pizza, man. They got delicious sandwiches. Their Joey C sub, I will punch an old lady for that sub. I will do it.
I knew you were going to go to the grammar route on that one.
So go see them. Siri, Joey C's, M139, they got you taken care of. What's the matter for you?
Hey, a punch of grandma.
A punch of grandma for a sub. Your topic for today, what have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? You know, different circumstances, the world we live in is different right now. And eventually we'll get back to normal, but it's going to take some time. So what have you been doing these past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? Hunter, do you got an answer?
Yeah, I do. It's an easy one. It's an easy go-to because it's very apparent right now. Fishing, man. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and say that. Yeah, I've fished for 30 years. No, I really haven't. I'm really just getting into it.
And, you came out with me And then you got your own rig and you caught that first one, and that just, you've gone crazy with it.
I've gotten three so far.
And that, three silverfish. That pisses me off because I've
or
had
not silverfish, I've, but chromes.
I've had one. I've only caught one fish off the pier, and you have more than me.
You know, I'm gonna let's talk about this live on air. I'm kind of timid calling you or texting you a picture of these catches because I'm like, I know he's proud. But I also know he's kind of pissed off as well.
You see it anywhere. Any fisherman who doesn't get a little, and I won't ever say it to your face. I mean, now I am. But there's always a part of me like, you son of a bitch. I've been fishing so much longer. It's like the same thing on Reddit when I see someone, like, I do, like, the fishing subreddit, and you see, like, someone posts, like, oh, first time fishing, and they have this beautiful brown trout. And I'm like, you mother.
Come on.
No, I'm very proud of you. I'm proud that you stuck with it, and I'm one of those that I still love seeing people fish. So it's fine. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I wish I had more than you, but still, I'm proud of you, buddy. So
thanks, man. All right,
but that's a great one.
I'll send you some pics, bro.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I'll just tell everyone I caught them. Right. We got some great answers on Facebook. What have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? Melissa said, slept past 8 a.m. Kids don't have school, so we're sleeping in. There's a lot of people that, once this goes back to normal, are probably going to have a hard time getting back on that schedule.
In your early 20s, sleeping in. Dude, I'm telling, I'd sleep into like 1 o'clock sometimes.
Was it sleeping in, though? Because I didn't go to bed until like 6 in the morning.
True.
You know?
That was just my schedule. My schedule.
Just a degenerate. Going to bed at 6 terrible. In the morning, sleeping till, you know, 1, 2 in the afternoon. I picked all night classes because of that.
Especially in the winter, too. Yeah. You just feel like a bum. You wake up at 1 o'clock and you're like, oh my God, I got like 3 hours of daylight. I gotta go do something. And then you party all night the next. It's just not a good routine.
I love it.
Keep your routine through all of this.
You try to, at least sleep in a little bit. Nicholas had a good one. What's he been doing the past few weeks that he rarely ever did before? He busted out the old PS2 games.
Oh, nice.
Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, Need for Speed, Most Wanted, Guitar Hero 3. Nice, bro.
SSX, remember that one?
Oh, God,
snowboarding game.
Yeah, dude.
Trying to think of some great places. All the Tiger Woods games were great. There's a lot of great PS2 games, man. You know, PS2 is like the console, the best console ever. Had like the most sales, you know, the best games.
That's a great answer, man. Nicely done. I might have to do that. I got a bunch of old PlayStation and PlayStation 2 games. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? We'll be back.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning, 749. Rock Hunter.
If I could only find a parking spot.
The Plan B Morning Show on WIRX and WIRX.com. All your streaming services. Check us out. And don't forget to listen to the Plan B After Show in the afternoon.
He's good. With my help, he could be the best.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you've been doing or you've done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? I like Tony's. He said, enjoyed my drive home from work. Most of the terrible drivers are at home.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy how bare the roads are.
Yep. Yeah, especially during the prime, like, drive times. It's nuts,
you
man.
Know, riding the bike around, man. And, you know, I'm not starting to look left and right, but... It's weird. It is. Like, you can ride on the road. It's craziness. It's like, am I in zombie land right now? Where is everybody?
I like Cody had a good answer. Cody said, actually regulate how much toilet paper I use. It's true, though. Kiki, the other day, she grabbed a little bit of toilet paper to blow her nose. I'm like, we have Kleenexes. You're blowing your nose with gold right now. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Save that. You're going to reuse that one.
How many people have rolled it back up into the roll a little bit?
We're not being as wasteful with our TP, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
A lot of stinky fingers, though.
Yeah. Chris, will you stop texting me when I'm doing my show? Did you say a lot of stinky fingers? Damn it, Hunter. I was distracted by Chris. Anyway, what else? We got Rebecca said, listen for people to cough when in public.
It's another thing.
Did you just cough? Jeez.
A guy out on the pier yesterday, which, you know what? Maybe I got to save it for the podcast because I swear about this guy.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of swear words, if you will. So listen to the podcast today about this dude on the pier. But he was bitching, too, about who's that guy down there coughing?
Yeah, Jesus.
He's been coughing this whole time. I'm like, dude, just Just don't go talk to him. Stay away from him. Get out of here
keep
then.
Keep your 6 feet. You're fine. Let's see. Heidi said, I received and made actual calls on my texting device. You actually calling people? I like that. That's good. I think more people are probably on the phone now, you know, actually calling, you know, doing stuff like that.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love it. All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What's something you've done in the past few weeks that you haven't done or rarely ever did before? We'll be back in a few. Stick around.
WIRX. Everything that rocks.
I just had the loudest burp. That felt so good.
Oh. Glad I'm not there. It's a Diet Mountain Dew burp.
Yeah, that one would have put you down, buddy. Good morning, 7-Bit Seb, Brock Hunter.
Seb!
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you've done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? You know, a couple people, including Robert and Alicia, said work at home. Yeah, I think a lot of people are testing out or working from home for the first time, which is different. It's different.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different. You know, like there's some cool stuff about it, and there's some stuff about it. It's not cool.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens once this all is done. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we realize that, okay, we can do this all at home. Is it going to adjust? Is it going to change?
Right. I was going to say, do you think a lot of companies are starting to think like, oh yeah, look how easy that was. It worked.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, like there's some benefits and there's
I would know, Hunter. I'm here. Unlike you, you bum.
Yes. Yes.
And they're in your underwear eating bagels. Damn it.
My cats.
I was kind of racking my brain on this one because, you know, my schedule still kind of the same. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. You know, we've adjusted accordingly, but I'm still getting up, still coming into the studio. I was trying to think, you know, outside of that,
nothing's really changed for you, except you just can't go outside a lot.
What I will say, what I have done more, and not that we didn't do this a lot before, but I have cooked so much more at home. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. I have not had like fast food to go food. Usually, like lunchtime, I would go out, you know, just like, oh, I'll just go run and get something quick instead of going home. But I've done so much more meal prepping and eating at home. I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that I've done more of the past few weeks.
I think a lot of people are with you on that one too.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of home cooking happening.
Yeah.
All that quarantine food, all that safety food is gone.
Yeah, it's just a lot of tuna fish and ramen, man. I tell you what, I have eaten a lot of ramen the last few weeks, and I can't
That's the stuff you got to save.
I'm going through all the stuff that lasts way longer, and I'm just going to have nothing but old moldy food now.
listen to this. I had canned soup of something. I think it's clam chowder. The other day,
wait, the red or the white?
The white? I felt bad opening it. I was like, oh man, this is like the perfect food if you had to just pack up and go, you know. And I'm like, every ounce of me had to go for it to do it. I was
There you go. You know, it's all going to come down to it. You're going to be just starved, and you're going to have no food because you'll just be thinking about that can you should have saved. You should have saved it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. Stick around. Rock.